Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Tuesday, October 19th, 2021. In an interview with the Morgenpost, when it comes to transportation in Berlin, BVG boss Eva Kreienkamp wants to better connect the outer districts to public transportation, relying primarily on additional bus lines in the short term because new tram or U-Bahn lines take too much time. The manager Kreienkamp, who succeeded Sigrid Nikuta, who moved to Deutsche Bahn last year, confirmed that there are plans to install a bus lane on Heerstrasse between Spandau and Charlottenburg and in other places, especially in the northwest and west of the city, where she believes stronger express bus service is needed. Kreienkamp also announced plans to tackle new U-Bahn routes to BER Airport in Spandau and to Mexikoplatz. These ideas are in line with what the SPD, the Greens, and the Left have laid down in their exploratory paper that says explicitly that they wanted to fulfill the mobility promise in the suburbs, on the outskirts, and in the surrounding areas of Berlin, and to offer better public transport services as an alternative to automobiles. The BVG boss, who moved to Berlin from the Mainz public transport company, sees a great need for improvement, especially in the cross connections between the outer districts. She expects a new Berlin Senate to show more speed in the planning and construction of new tram lines. During the last legislative period, Berlin got off to a good start with the planning of additional tram lines and the financing of new vehicles, but Kreienkamp explained that it is lagging a bit. For the future, she said, she would like to see more fluid cooperation to move into a phase of faster implementation. The old and new coalition partners, however, are determined to continue the planning that has begun, for example, for the Mobility Act and for new rail connections to the suburbs, and the planning authorities are to be reinforced with more staff. However, all the plans of a new Senate are still subject to funding. According to information from exploratory circles, the partners want to take on a considerable amount of debt in 2022 in order to be able to pay for the planned investments in climate protection and the transportation turnaround. Because of the corona pandemic alone, the BVG is short 200 million euros in its budget for 2021. A repeat of the recent check-in chaos at BER was mostly avoided this past weekend. An airport spokesperson remarked to the Morgenpost that while around 66,000 passengers were expected on Sunday, there were no long waiting times at the security check or at check-in with individual airlines. Per the newspaper, a visit to the airport on Sunday confirmed the statements of the spokesperson. Eurowings passengers were processed quickly by four employees checking tickets and baggage, and the situation was similar at the airlines Ryanair and Qatar Airways. After the chaotic conditions 2 weekends ago, Lufthansa had recommended to its passengers to be at the airport 4 hours before departure, but then withdrew their recommendation during the week, and BER recommended all travelers to arrive, quote, a maximum of 2.5 hours before departure. The airport has utilized 40 additional staff members to now ensure a stable flow of passengers. Half of them are working in the terminal itself to assist travelers with the check-in process, and the other half are loading baggage. Berlin's state-owned housing companies will continue to bear the main burden of new housing construction in a second round of a red-green-red city government consisting of the SPD, the Greens, and the Left. Of the 20,000 new apartments per year that Franziska Giffey, designated governing mayor, has proclaimed as a goal and that the three partners have anchored in their exploratory paper, experts estimate that the six state-owned corporations would have to create around 8,000. However, this target is made more difficult by the sharply rising costs that the public companies have to factor in for their projects. Since 2018, prices for a square meter of new publicly owned housing have climbed by an average of 20%. And given developments in the markets for construction materials, are likely to rise even more in the coming years. Companies that build in the city center in particular are disproportionately affected. In the case of almost all the companies, the costs ended up being considerably higher than those approved by the supervisory boards during the planning phase. In individual years, the difference was as much as 20%. The left has long feared that the six state-owned companies would be financially overburdened, partly because of these price increases, especially since some of them have been additionally burdened by the takeover of 15,000 apartments from the portfolios of the private stock corporations Deutsche Wohnen and Vonovia, as well as other purchases initiated by the SPD. The state-owned companies are investing 1.5 billion euros in new construction alone this year, a good 50% more than in 2020, when 5,669 new state-owned apartments were completed. In order to be able to increase the pace of construction, the left assumes that the six state-owned companies will need more money. The exploratory paper therefore contains the passage that, quote, "the investment capability of the state-owned companies will be secured," unquote. The left said that additional equity capital will have to be injected from the state budget. And the incumbent finance senator Matthias Kollatz, however, had recently described this as unnecessary. The six Berlin state groups want to keep their own new construction costs under control through internal measures, but they are primarily counting on help from politicians. They want to build more densely and higher, which the three exploratory partners have also formulated as a goal in their paper under the motto Urban Building. The city managers would also like to see, quote, "early decisions under building or planning law, as well as political decisions and the resulting planning security." The decision to rely on a 2G strategy for admission to Eisbären Berlin home games generated some controversy among fans after the ice hockey club announced last Friday to use the admission strategy. In the home game on Sunday against Ingolstadt, only those spectators were allowed into the arena at the Ostbahnhof who had verifiably recovered from corona or had been vaccinated against it. Shortly after the 2G rule was announced by the club, it had felt the need to take a stand on the issue. On Twitter, the club circulated a statement to their fans and urged a sensible tone. The Eisbären managing director commented on the fact that on Sunday the arena was not filled with the now again permitted 14,200 spectators, but with 7,181, only half full, and this was mainly due to the time factor between the approval of the 2G procedure on Friday around 5 p.m. and the start of the game on Sunday at 2 p.m. Organizationally, too, not everything had worked out yet, and the changeover from 3G to 2G also involved a completely new hall plan. In contrast to the home games with 3G, season ticket holders, for example, are now allowed to return to their usual seats. However, per the manager, the return to the old procedures will take time and practice. And he added that while he can understand the reactions of some fans promising to work with the Senate to find solutions to the problems that still exist, he believes that 2G is basically, quote, "the right way to normality." If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or simply help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.